trust the things that aren't on your plan.
Yeah.
Trust when those things wake up in you that aren't here, but you have plenty of other intelligence in your body. When those wake up, pay attention, invite them to the table, because Amber and I both probably meet 6,000 people a month. Oh my but God. Then there's like people where you're like, huh, pay attention to that.
Welcome to the Bombshell Business Podcast, where driven women in business learn how to become more bold, brave, and unwaveringly confident. Feel empowered and challenged through inspiring stories and tell it like it is advice for business, life, and leadership.
Welcome or welcome back to the Bombshell Business Podcast. I'm your host, Amber Hurdle, and today I'm going to read you the official bio, but I am... Okay, so every time you know I say I'm so excited about our guest because I really am. We have so many people who apply and it's like so hard to pick, but Amy does an amazing job of it. And then like once I see who Amy picked, I get super excited. But today is my pick because I have one of my closest friends on the planet, somebody that I just trust more than most human beings on the show today. And I'm even like, y'all know when I get those tears behind my eyes, it's truth. And I've got like this well of tears behind my eyes because I'm so excited to share this very special person with you. She's meant so much to my life and my becoming and my evolution. And I'm just telling you, if you hitch to her wagon, you're going to get the same result and experience and, nurturing, which you will see is going to be quite the theme today. So nurturing and nourishing. So let me tell you who she is. Kirby Miller is the owner and chief experience officer of Kirby & Co., a community-driven business that cultivates immersive experiences to promote inclusion and connection. Kirby launched her multidimensional brand around the idea that being seen and safe is a powerful equalizer, leading to beautiful conversions and connection. This brand has taken Kirby on a global journey, which I've gotten to have a front row seat to, just as an aside, and it's been amazing. However, Kirby's road to entrepreneurship through passion and creativity has not been without hardship. Also front row seat to that. On New Year's Eve 2018, her parents were critically injured in a car accident, leaving Kirby to spend many months sleeping in the hospital, advocating for her parents' care. And ultimately, this experience has reinforced Kirby's commitment to creativity, inclusive and meaningful moments that nourish. Kirby has grown a committed following through consulting, television appearances, event hosting, keynote speaking, and her guided journal and cookbook, Nourish, a guide to coming home to yourself. Kirby & Co.'s mission is to use voice and creativity to meaningfully cultivate connections. I don't know how it's taken us so long to get you on the show, my friend, but welcome to the Bombshell Business Podcast, Kirby.
I appreciate the welcome and I trust the timing.
Yeah, exactly. I know. And that's, I mean, that just underpins like the grounding force that you are in my life. And I know so many other people's lives that you are constantly reminding us of the synchronicities and the entrusting that what is in front of you is what's for you in that moment. So let's back way up because I don't even remember who I was talking to a couple days ago, but we were just talking about like different friendships and expectations. And I was telling somebody about you and I was like, you know, if I invited Kirby to something, it was with the asterisk that if you needed at the last minute to have to deal with your mom because, you know, like your caregiver wasn't able to make it or it just was a bad night. She wasn't having a good day. Like it was just understood that you had a pass. And if it was something where it's like, I have to fill the seat or this is a ticket, then like, can you let me know if this is a reality or not? And then if not, then like, obviously no hurt feelings or I'm going to find somebody else. And like that kind of, and you're the same way with me, like that kind of friendship is something that's not easy to find. And so there's so many things I could sit here for 30 minutes and tell you all the value of having Kirby as a friend. But let's go back to that moment where your world imploded. Mm-hmm. Can you just talk us through like, what did that do to you, your life, your reality, the way you looked into your future?
Wow. And that was one of those sliding door moments where wherever you find yourself in that split second changes everything. So my path leading up to that, I was juggling multiple worlds and in corporate America and nurturing an entrepreneurial path. And like many of us, And what was really unique about that scenario, and I want to share this part for anyone that's listening, if you've experienced kind of this duality, just know you're not alone, because this tragic situation entered my life during a time where I had just begun to trust being excited. I had been doing all of these different things that I loved right alongside my career. And I was thinking, okay, 2019 is going to be my year. This is when I stop playing small. This is when I'm going to go full out. And the reason why that's important is I actually had made this plan. So for my fellow planners out there, you may feel me, but like, yes, I love a good plan too. And I used to think there's like safety in these plans. I'd made a plan. I was going to go to work on New Year's Eve, go into the office because no one was going to be there. So then I could be uber productive. And I actually bought a new planner, had printed out all of these things, and was going to plan 2019, follow up on so many of these beautiful opportunities that have presented themselves to me in my entrepreneurial journey, and like really allow myself to dream. That same day when I was sitting at my desk on New Year's Eve 2018, thinking I was going to forecast 2019, that's when I got a phone call that said that there had been a horrific accident. And over the course of the next 5 hours, everything would change. I would have to put on my healthcare hat and intercede and get my parents moved to the medical center, the major medical center where I worked, because I had the right numbers and cell phone calls and we're the right medical center to be there. But so I'm wearing this professional hat and this personal hat, and then walking between rooms in the emergency room, having to swallow my own shock and sadness to be pragmatic. That's how I brought in 2019. I crossed midnight walking the floors of the emergency room. And as you read, that was the start of a very, very long journey that I'm still on. And during that journey, I had to meet myself in such an intense way that I don't know that I would have experienced it otherwise. And it reminds me of a quote that I knew and respected before, but then had to embody. And that's, adversity introduces a man or a woman to themselves. Everything else falls off. There was no relationship, no amount of money, no accolade, no possibility that met me night after night when it's 2 a.m., 3 a.m. and you're up and you're thinking about, okay, how can I navigate tomorrow? Sitting next to my mom, who at this point was in a coma, begging her to wake up, but then thinking about 7 a.m. rounds and then going to work and doing all these things. But then when it got really, really quiet and it was me and me, I had to sit with that. And that's a cracking wide open that set a whole different path in motion. And for me, I continued to kind of be on autopilot for a while. And I don't know if you can, I know you can really relate to that, where a beautiful thing happens with your brain and body where you kind of shut down and you, the real you's in a vault.
Yep.
And avatar you is out in the world doing all this. And the real you is like in there surviving off of like powdered food and water. And I felt as though my real lived experience was that I was suffocating in plain sight in front of people that I knew and I loved and who wanted to help. But the reason why I say suffocating is because I felt as though I didn't know how I was going to make it through some of those days, yet people were applauding how I was handling the situation. And I was just like, oh my goodness, who will it be that looks at me and knows you're not doing well? This is not, and that experience didn't quite happen that way. So that created this hyper personal journey. And that was the catalyst to write Nourish, was no one was coming to save me. No one. And that at first felt very lonely and isolating, and it was very hard. But then there was a turn when it was like, but what if I have everything I need available to me, but I have to just kind of see it in a different way and mobilize different resources? And so that was that turn where it became hyper-personal. I started to ask myself questions of, what does it look like to nourish myself when conditions don't support it? The conditions don't support it when you're sleeping in a chair night after night and showering in a tiny hospital room and then walking across campus, because it's also my place of employment, hosting my meetings, but on my walk back to the hospital side, stopping by my car to literally fall apart, then go through my trunk and find another outfit for the next day, put my makeup back on and rinse and repeat. Those conditions don't support it. But when I started asking myself, what does it look like to take care of myself in a real way right alongside this journey? That was the turning point. So when you're talking about the shift, the change, when I realized that feeling good again, remembering who I was, coming home to myself wasn't selfish, and it didn't put the people that I was acutely responsible for at a disadvantage. It actually increased my ability to be present and to care for them and to be able to pour out of, I won't say a full cup, because I don't even think a full cup now, but what does it look like to not be scraping the bottom and giving sediment? So it's a paradox. Every day that I live, I'm really realizing that we live inside of a giant paradox. So that was a crystallizing point on that journey where, you know, you can feel like you're falling down a hole with no edges or traction, but then you start to realize that you have more resources available to you than you realize. And really starting that journey to come home to yourself so that no matter where you are, you know that you're home.
Yeah. And I think that through that experience too, that you have your ability to relate to and support other people, which is even insane to say out loud, because you're already so, you are already in the caretaker role. So the fact that you then have anything left to give anybody else is remarkable. But like, I just think even how you are with me and some of your other friends, and like that understanding of what it means to go through the mud, to walk through the valley, and like the meadow seems so far away and the sunlight seems so far away, and that mountain I have to climb after I get through the valley seems so tall. And yet the way that you show up for people and the confidence and the stability that you bring to people through your friendship, but also your work, is a testament to you figuring it out and knowing this is how it is. And I'm not trying to make it sound like what you're going through is easy, or that like you've got it figured out, or that you shall ever have it figured out. But here's what I know to be true. And then you guide other people through, let's be real, everybody's life. I doubt that there is a human on the planet since the pandemic that feels grounded and safe at all times. Not a soul.
If you do, please write a pamphlet for the rest of us.
I agree. How to adult in 2023 for dummies. If you can get that out into the world, we would certainly appreciate it. But in the meantime, you've dipped into things, you've dipped out of things, and then all of those collective experiences have now come together for you to then offer Nourish. So can you talk about like, when did, because so many of the women on this are like, I don't know, and I think this, but I think that, and I'm not sure, and is this a good idea, is this not a good idea? When did you have that light bulb moment, that switch that goes, oh, this is the thing that I'm doing next?
Yeah. Well, I believe that it had been building the whole time. And that's something I want someone to really put down in their heart if they're hearing this. Because we like to have respectable excuses not to be the full version of who we are. We like to be like, oh, I've only had this idea for a month. Oh, I was inspired by this person. But go deep down and realize that every day that you've lived up until this point was preparing you for the moment. The ideas that come to you aren't on mistake, and they're actually on loan to you to see what you do with them. And so I've always kind of in my behind the scenes been a writer. Actually, some of my teachers growing up used to tell my mom, she's going to be a writer. And I was like, I'm going to be a doctor. It's funny what all the different identities that we put on. But I've always found solace in writing and expressing, and been a lover of language. And sometimes that was the most safe place for me to experience the intensity of what was happening in my life in a container that felt somewhat safe, because this most recent tragedy that we described wasn't the first tragedy in my life. So very early on in my life, after losing my biological father tragically, that's where writing became even more a safe place. So I could have that world and then I could go out into the world. So I say all that to say this concept of expressing and creating space for myself and others in written spaces has always been an underpinning for me, but wasn't the forward-facing part of me. But as I described on that journey, when I realized, wow, it is you and you, but you is enough. She's just a little desiccated. Let's hydrate her. Let's we're back to life. She's you've got what you need. And when journaling became a really beautiful part of my journey to hold the hard, the ugly, the intense, the polarizing things that I couldn't express with other people, I knew, if I need this, perhaps other people need this, and perhaps they need it in this way that is accessible. So that's when I started saying, okay, some of these questions that I'm asking myself that are helping me build these bridges, let's start collecting those in a way that other people can partake in them. So that started a beautiful spreadsheet of prompts. And alongside that, a part of my journey and history and story and brand has always been gathering people around food, because I believe food is also an equalizer, because when you get around it, you don't have to qualify for each other's time. I'm a doctor. I'm a this. I have this much money. Would you like to see my car? When you get around good food, you're just like, oh my gosh, did you taste that? Did you feel that? That smell. Oh my goodness, this memory that comes up. Now you have things to talk about. Now you get to be human together. So food has also been a central component. So I knew that nourish had to have a food component as well. When you think of the word nourish, perhaps that's where your brain goes first, is food. So started collecting recipes and designing recipes that are beautiful and accessible and designed that you can make them for yourself, or you can scale them and gather other people. And at the end of each recipe in Nourish, there's a spot for you to actually write in memories you made with that recipe, whether that's with yourself or other people. That was another cornerstone and something that, again, was drawing on things that I'd done over time. And then affirmations. And I'm not talking about the high five, you're the greatest affirmations, because those are cool. But the affirmations that allow you to be integrated and speak to every part of you, not just the pieces that are of service and that are shiny and beautiful and attractive, but affirmations that talk to the 3D you, that give life to the 3D you. So, and I needed those. And I was writing them for myself and rereading them. And sometimes those stops in the car that I mentioned where I had to fall apart also involved reading affirmations and writing. So that's the third component of Nourish. So I just, again, was taking from my own experience and then said, okay, what if we put these all together in a collective, in a hardcover book with a soft skin on it? Because I want it to be like a good friend. I want it to be sturdy. I want you to know that it can go with you, but I want it to be soft and inviting and know that it can hold big things. If no other place in your life can hold your big things, this can hold your big things. So that's a little bit of the why and the how. And the when was, I've been doing it all along, but there was a spark the year before last that allowed me to get out of my own way. Because I'm with you. If we're on the excuse train, I'm the conductor in the cute hat. I'm like, well, maybe in 6 months, maybe this. But there was an undescribable spark that happened that said, it's now. You have to do it now. So I kind of put myself in a writing cocoon and gathered a lot of these resources. And as you mentioned, I'm the primary caregiver for my mother. So I created an office at the top of the house where I care for her. And instead of just allowing myself to disconnect from the world at the end of our nightly routine, which was also my brain saying, you're exhausted and not satiated. Instead of just falling into that pattern, once I got that spark, I would do the nighttime routine, get her to bed with her medications, get her settled. And then I'd go up to that office and just pour in and write. And so then the book emerged into the world in July of 2022. And so it was a long time coming, but there was a short period of time, probably over 5 to 6 months, where it was just the accelerator to get it out in the world. Some really beautiful things have happened on the heels of that. So I've learned to trust when you get those sparks, don't try to dilute them because they scare you, but like ride the wave with them.
That's so good. Yeah. And, you know, it's you certainly know many people that's it. Like when you start to trust your inner knowing and you take action, even if it's uncertain action, but you just start moving towards what that inner knowing is inviting you towards. If you just start the process, it blossoms. The next step unfolds when you need the next step. The right person comes into your life. Even I just think about our relationship. Like we've known each other for years and just I always have to tell a story and I'll just quickly. But I spoke at this thing that my friends were putting on and it was so happenstance and it was a great event. Like I'm not demeaning the event. It was just like the fact that I was even available to go there, the fact that like Angus and, you know, invited me, like it was just serendipitous. And so I get there and then Kirby walks up to me and she's holding my book. And like, I don't even think she got to say hi to me. And I was like, who are you? Like, you are so sparkly and gorgeous. And I want to be your friend. Like, that's how I responded to Kirby the first time. And that is not a lie. That is exactly what happened.
Well, that is true. But then what's so funny is there was something about you hearing you speak and the authenticity that you spoke with. And I just was like, again, no pre-planned anything, but it's just like, this is like, not just on this level, but like on a human level, someone that I think was intentionally put in my orbit. There's just that little, because beyond that night, we didn't talk every day after that, but then you had an event and I'll never forget this. And again, the reason why I think we kind of go and tell these stories is because I don't want people to miss what life is trying to tell you and what life is trying to provide for you. So hopefully you see this in our stories. Like Amber's like, I didn't plan for that event forever. Like they asked me, I went, but then this happens. And then Amber had another event at a bookstore and it was a cold night. I think it was really cold. And then I almost did not go to that event. I literally sat in my car for a while and was like, yeah, I'm just going to go home. But I was like, no, I want to like go and support and here. So I walk in there and you were so kind and warm and welcoming and remembered me from the last event. And then we ended up at a dinner for a few hours after that. And so it's just like,
and you bonded with my best friend on the planet.
Yeah, like we're over here taking selfies, having a good time. And he's still one of my favorite people. And so it's just like, trust the things that aren't on your plan.
Yeah.
Trust when those things wake up in you that aren't here, but you have plenty of other intelligence in your body. When those wake up, pay attention, invite them to the table, because Amber and I both probably meet 6,000 people a month. Oh my God. But then there's people where you're like, pay attention to that, because you've been a great friend and support and someone who I know we can ride the waves. Like we can have the hard conversations. We can talk about the things that aren't neat and packaged and here's 5 steps to fix them. We can talk about, this is the brokenness. Here's where I'm like still kind of bleeding from picking up the shards, but I'll show you it. And then we can hang out and do an outdoor concert and in candlelight in Nashville. And so having those people that you can do life with, not just, well, you know, this has been a great coffee. Is there any leads that you could, people look in their eyes and you know that they see you, you know that they support you and they support your, not just business wise, but like your optimal well-being.
Yeah.
And that's a good.
And I think about the past 2 years and all that, like you left your corporate job. Like that was a big, scary, huge, bold, brave leap that you took. You were on fire. You were like so well respected. And then you're like, and I'm going to go do this thing over here. I was going through a divorce. My whole life was changing. I was in the most unstable part of my adult life, like since I was, you know, a young, broke, single mom. And not that, you know, just inside.
Understood.
Yeah. And just to think about like when I hear the word nourish is so right for you, because I don't know what life would have been like the past few years without you in it. Like, I just can't even imagine who would have shown up the way that you show up And I see you do it with our other friends too, but like where you can be raw, where you could be happy. And then the next day you're just like, nothing about life makes sense. And I need somebody to like bear witness to me bleeding here. I just need somebody to see that I'm bleeding and to not judge that I don't have all my stuff together in this moment. Like that was, we go way back to when the night that we met, that was just so happenstance. And then you come all the way forward to like, now you're sitting on my podcast and I'm telling the world how important you are to me. Like to your point, like Bombshell, you're watching this, you're listening to this, open your heart up. Do not be scared of that still small voice inside of you that sometimes isn't so still or small that might be screaming at you and you still want to ignore. Like, listen to the prompts, because you've heard Kirby even talk about where she came, you know, where she began, where she is now. You've heard about our friendship and the things that we have created together and in witness to each other. Yes. And we could add other people to this mix too and talk about that, but that we don't have all the time in the world. But I think that the path that you have taken is showing so many, I'm going to use the word complicated because that's the word that most of us would refer to ourselves as, but I want to use the word layered instead. Complicated, us multi-passionate layered women who might feel complicated because we don't fit into the standard vanilla, you know, baked chicken with only salt on it box. You know what I mean? Like, we got some Cajun seasoning. We got some cumin. Like, come on now. We got some turmeric up in here. And those women, and many of those women are listeners, need to know that it's okay to be us.
Yep. And not only is it okay, it's a privilege. It's a light. It's a breath of fresh air. It's a bridge. It's an honor to embody your full design. If you trust that you were designed, if I had the chance to have a beautiful Italian car and I hauled rocks and lumber in it, sure, I moved the rocks and lumber, but I completely disrespected the design and the intentionality. By you deleting yourself and choking on your truth and crying in quiet and showing up just for the benefit of others, meanwhile, you are fading. You're misusing your design. And I don't say that in a shame. Now add that to the list of other things you're not doing wrong. I share that to say, take a deep breath and realize the permission that you have, that you get to grant yourself to live fully, to sit in those quiet moments and be integrated and whole and satiated, even if you don't have it all figured out. And then understand the ripple effect, the force that that sets loose in the world. I wish I had adequate language to describe, if you're showing up in that box and you're checking the box and you're doing the things and you're on time for the meetings, but you're dying inside, that only goes so far. And I promise if something happens to you and your physiology gets overcome by accident or health, they'll find another doer. We'll find another doer. Or do what?
You're suddenly unimportant. It's like you're a commodity. Like, we're just going to take you out of this cog out of the wheel. We're going to replace it with a cog that actually works.
Yes.
Nothing about your design is relevant in that situation.
That's right. Because you have been just that one dimension. Now, all of us have done that, and that helps us get through different parts of our lives. But when you realize that you can interrupt that pattern, that you have authority, that you have autonomy, and you start to stretch and fill in all the parts of you. And even if you're listening to this and you're like, Kirby, that sounds good, but I don't even know the parts of me because I shaved them off long ago before I even got to know them. Well, that's that journey of turning around and collecting those bits of yourself and finding that home within yourself. That's a journey, and it's a beautiful journey, and it's not something that you figure out overnight. But the space that you feel when you're fully you is irreplaceable. And that's what I want to leave on the last page of my life. And that's what the people who I have the honor of impacting, whether it's through a podcast or through events or meeting at a coffee shop, that's the version of me that they deserve too. And the ripple effects that cascades in their life, not because I'm this, but because when you're fully embodied and integrated, you are divine. It's a divine appointment to really fulfill your complete purpose, because it's like having an owner's manual for your coffee machine and standing in front of your toaster and being like, why aren't you making an espresso? Like, this is that. It's not designed that way. I don't care what playbook you have, but when you shift and you get the actual book and you're like, it was never going to make me a cappuccino, but look at what it does do. And look at the role and space that it does fill. We all deserve that. And deserve is a complicated word, I understand, because we've played these mind games where we're like, oh, I don't deserve anything. But we all deserve that. And with this finite time that we have, because this all ends.
The breath, gone.
It all ends. And it feels morbid, but any good story has urgency and an ending. But we're finite, but we absolutely embody and have access to infinite potential. So what does the tension between those two paradoxical things unlock for you? That this ends, but while I'm here, I have infinite potential? Measure that up against how we're spending 80% of our time. And if you're not feeling that, that's an invitation just to get curious. So that's my soapbox on that.
Yeah, and it is. It's about your professional life. It's about who you surround yourself with. And like, the power of contrast is so critical. Like, we always, it's easy to think you know what you want, but until you're offered contrast of you know that what you don't want, now it's like, where do you want to go to eat? Oh, I don't care. Well, how about Mexican? No, I'm not in the mood for Mexican. Well, how about Chinese? Well, I'm not in the mood for Chinese. Well, you said you don't care. Well, I guess I just didn't know what I wanted. But now you say that, I know what I don't want. That's going to lead me towards what I do. Mm-hmm. I want the grilled cheesery for my Nashville people. So there are some things I miss about Nashville. And I think about like our friendship in the stark contract between relationship with you and then relationship with people who have their mask on, who don't allow space for your whole like complex being. Like, I want people to start following their inner knowing and everything that Brittany, sorry, I was thinking of Brittany in my brain. Brittany's our other friend. Hi, Brittany. But like, when I think about Kirby or Tiffany or Brittany and how you all live, when you are surrounded and supported by people who believe that path is doable, who are going to challenge you to follow your path to your own truth, now mm-hmm. you've created an ecosystem where the possibility is so much greater, because you don't have only people. I'm not saying you're going to kick out all the people who don't get you, but I might have. Oopsies. But you might still have people in your life that are like, oh, I don't know, that's not the safe bet. Like, well, I don't know. I mean, that sounds like a good idea, but because their brains or their spirits can't get there, they feel like they're protecting you, or maybe they don't want you to surpass them or leave them behind. There's so many dynamics to relationships. So just to layer onto what Kirby said about allowing that part of you to come forward, also ensure that you have an environment set up where it's safe to do that. And that's people. That's your people environment. Are mm-hmm. people speaking life into me, or are they inadvertently trying to hold me back?
Hold you back. And that's that other layer of, do you find safety and a sense of home with the people with you? When you've come home to yourself, you see things through a different filter. And the reason I say home to yourself, when you think of the ideal conditions for home, and I fully realize that everyone listening to this, and even myself included, at times in my life, home may not have felt like the safest place or where you could let your hair down. But when I say home, I'm thinking about the ideal context that we would create, where it's warm, it smells amazing, your nervous system is regulated, your creativity comes online, all of you is welcome, you invite other people into it because it's so good. That's what I think about home. And when you find that within yourself, and then when you start to navigate in these other spaces, as you said, you can realize, this doesn't quite line up. And goodbye and good luck, and I hope you find what you need as well, because I know for sure what I need. And if I'm not it for you, then I release you to find what you need for you. And it's such a kind, beautiful thing not to be in the beige all of the time. But it's just, it's a hard journey to get to that knowing, In a lot of my workshops or when I'm speaking, I talk to people about another shift that I had when I realized that it is not my responsibility to shrink and dilute my capacity to fit the confines of your understanding.
So good.
You're like, oh yeah, that makes sense. But really, like, hear it and think about where you have shape-shifted or not pursued something fully or not said what you needed to say because you were trying to fit within the presented confines of someone else's capacity. And it's like, but if I don't want your life and if you aren't a meaningful input into my life, what am I doing? I'm giving all my power away. And so it's just that it's a shift, and it's not like an ego trip or becoming super self-centered. It's actually one of the kindest things that you can do, because once you do that, other people feel empowered to do that. And when you're actually your highest version of yourself, you don't just go off on a mountain and live by yourself. You actually find community, and then that community moves mountains together. And so I believe that's what you're describing too in relationships. But when I think about you, Brittany, Tiffany, and I look at all of our lives and kind of the hard refining things that we've had to go through in those times, you find out things about yourself that no one can then take away ever. And so when you meet other people and that those things that you know about yourself are not threatened, and not only are they not threatened, they're nourished and they're empowered, you're like, huh, this is my friend.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to let you destroy that part of you. I am going to stand up and protect you if you're not going to protect yourself, because I know in this moment that you're just, there's something happening that's making you feel weaker than who you are. That's making you feel smaller than what you are. Like, I know that there's something going on in your life, and I will be the strength for you. I will be the sound of reason for you. I will remind you of your own words.
Yes.
I will meme you to death. I will reel you to death. I will send you everything on the interwebs to remind you of your power. Like, yes, all those things.
It's like, I won't look away. And that's one of the kindest things when you find people who won't look away when you're going through something beautiful, because that's important too. Some people are like, I can't see all those amazing things because it triggers me. But then even more so, the people who don't look away when you are in those moments where you've maybe had a separation from your knowing of yourself, or something just feels too big, and they understand who you are, what you're designed to do, and they don't look away, and they step in and they say, tell me about it. I've got space for it. Or if you don't want to tell me about it, I just want to let you know that I notice, and it's not abnormal. And if you need resource, I'm here. Or I'm going to throw a few resources over the fence to you because I want to reinforce you. Yeah. So I'm just very thankful for the tribe.
Yeah. Same. So much so. So much so. Well, before we find out how to find you on the interwebs and where to get your book and experience you, I always have to ask the final question, and that is, what parting piece of advice do you have for a bombshell? Bombshell being redefined as bold, brave, unwaveringly confident woman in business. What is that advice for her?
Yeah, I would lean on one of my favorite quotes, and then I would invite my fellow bombshells to carve out some time to write. A big part of my journey has been the guided journaling, so this would be the piece. And so the quote says, don't think you have to transform before you live a great story. Live a great story, and the story itself will transform you.
Oh, I just got goosies.
And that's by my good friend and author, Donald Miller. And the prompt that I invite you to, after you think about that and how permission giving that is and how it removes some of our barriers, I want you to think about, what areas of my life have I put on hold waiting for a transformation or a better version of me? What does it look like? What does it feel like? What are the elements of my great story? And what's a simple step that I can take toward that great story today? So I'd leave them with that. Like, don't wait. Don't wait. And really think about giving ourselves grace and resources and permission, because the transformation we're waiting for isn't in another 15 pounds down or another 15 pounds of muscle. It's not in the next round of Botox. It's not in the next budget increase in your bonus. All great things. But your transformation, your real enduring transformation, is packed in your great story. And that's a paradox. Yeah. Our great story doesn't deserve this broken version of us, this duct tape together version of us. But that's my final paradox I leave people with. Your transformation is waiting in your great story. So get in it. Get in it.
Yeah. Oh, so good, y'all. Do you see why I love this woman so much? Like, do you just feel how warm you feel inside after just even being in her presence? So I just, you know, I know I'm spoiled and lucky and I get to call her friend and she's on speed dial. But for those of you who don't have Kirby on speed dial, you can find her if you go to bit.ly/KirbyAnd, like spelled out, not an ampersand, Kirby and Co. C-O. So bit.ly/KirbyAndCo. You can find her website there. And then she's Kirby and Co, again, spelled out, and Kirby and Co on Instagram. And she's super fun to hang out with on Instagram, has lots of good content. And then Nourish, where can we find Nourish?
Yeah. So if you take a journey over either to Instagram or my website, there's a link out to Amazon where you can get your copy of Nourish.
Yeah. Yeah. And then too, like, you could just Google her name. She's been on Talk of the Town. She's been on lots of different TV shows, and she has had a TV show all about food. And so, like, you go to YouTube, you can find so much good stuff from Kirby on the internet. She's kind of like me, hyper content producer. But I think that you're going to find, if you're somebody who's like me or us or our friends, that, like, you want to live an intentional life and you want to feel like all aspects of your life are aligned, Kirby is your rudder to get there. So I just strongly encourage you to open your heart to the things that she's learned and the things that she is able to offer to the world through her experience and her perception, because I know that my life is better for having her in it. And that's why I asked her to come on the show to share her with you. So this is my love gift to you as a listener, that I'm sharing Kirby with you.
Well, I appreciate you and I carry you in my heart. Thank you for sharing your space and your audience with me. And you've just been such a beautiful, essential ingredient in my life. And I'm just thankful for us both listening to that nod so many years ago. Because honestly, as we sit here on this podcast, I feel like we could invite that version of Amber and that version of Kirby to sit right with us, because they're so different. But you saw in me and I saw in you kind of that core. And so I would actually love if we could invite those versions, but we weren't drawn to each other because of the superficial, because neither one of us are completely that person anymore. And so I'm just very thankful on a soul level for you.
Back at you. Your light is so important to me and what I saw that day. So thank you for being on the show, Bombshell. I hope that you got as much out of this conversation as I did. I'm just like fighting back tears the whole time I'm talking to her. I'm getting goosies every time she says something. And I want you to, you know, I am also a journaler. I'm looking at three journals that are sitting on my dresser. I have different ones for different reasons. And it is great. So please follow that advice and go inward and find what's right for you. And your challenge this week is to follow Kirby, journal, and not ignore your inner voice. Just this week, I'm asking for 7 days. Listen to that inner voice and act on the prompts that inner voice has given you, and just see what happens. Just 7 days. That's all I'm asking. And until that happens, let's go do our life. Let's go be as bombshelly as we could possibly be. And I will see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Bombshell Business Podcast. Visit amberhurdle.com for more resources like show notes, and check out the bombshellbusinesswoman.com to grab my book and download the free bonuses.